This publication contains the opinions and ideas of its author. It is intended to provide helpful and informative material on the subjects addressed in the publication. It is sold with the understanding that the author and publisher are not engaged in rendering medical, health, or any other kind of personal professional services in the book. The reader should consult his or her medical, health, or other competent professional before adopting any of the suggestions in this book or drawing inferences from it. The author and publisher specifically disclaim all responsibility for any liability, loss, or risk, personal or otherwise, that is incurred as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use and application of any of the contents of this book. A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Anxiety Healer's Guide, Coping Strategies and Mindful Techniques to Calm the Mind and Body, by Allison Sepinera, MSLP, read by the author.
Introduction. Welcome to the Anxiety Healer's Guide. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you, not only as a therapist, but also as a fellow healer recovering from anxiety myself. As someone who has always struggled with anxiety and made a career out of learning how to ease it, I am constantly looking for ways to help calm my overactive mind and body when faced with adversity. I was the little girl with stomach aches who never wanted to sleep over at her friend's house, the teenager who never felt good enough, the college girl who always felt like she was dying and lived at the doctor's office, the adult who was expected to be the life of the party, but in reality struggled with severe social anxiety. I began making choices based on what others expected of me and felt pressure to be someone I wasn't. I felt a constant need to be perfect and not rock the boat by talking about my feelings. When I tried to openly express feelings of sadness, worry, or anger, I was constantly dismissed with the phrase, "Oh, you're fine." I was always the one listening to others and never the one others would listen to. I struggled with trusting myself. My emotions were hidden, and my anxiety started to manifest itself more physically.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?